It was one of the few moments during the tenure of the old Birmingham City Council that there was no dissension. Everybody, including Mayor Bernard Kincaid, joined in. The past several years haven't been as harmonious. Some meetings have ended with members storming out, names being called, and even lawsuits being filed. Of the 9 councilors who sang last Tuesday, 8 will be gone this Tuesday. Only Lee Loder was reelected. In a wave of anti-incumbency, city voters overwhelmingly voted for change. This Tuesday, the change begins. And some voters don't even care who delivers it.
I'm looking forward to something wonderful happening.
You are?
Yes.
Gina Poole from Eastlake didn't vote for a winner, but she says she's optimistic about whoever's in.
I would have looked forward to something if it would have been the same council or a new one. I'm still looking for better things.
What about the previous city council meetings? I mean, some of them got a bit entertaining, didn't they?
Yes, it did. And I hope that doesn't happen with this one, with this new. Yes, I do hope that doesn't happen.
Jonathan Ryer doesn't find the city's lack of growth funny at all. He commutes to his downtown job from St. Clair County every day, and he blames the animosity between the mayor and council for economic stagnation. He says he's hopeful something can get done with a clean slate.
It's a start, yes, and you can't fix everything overnight, so time will tell, and maybe they'll make some changes and bring in some growth for Birmingham.
But can there be a Tuesday morning council meeting where the mayor and council members completely get along? The answer is no, says outgoing councilor Dr. Jimmy Blake, who didn't seek re-election. And he cites the mayor as the reason.
The reality is Bernard Kincaid has never been a team builder, all right? And I've said publicly before, if the mayor could pick 9 people to be his council, he will have insulted and alienated all 9 of them within 3 weeks, and that's what concerns me.
Dr. Blake says Mayor Kincaid could have cemented relations with the old council had he improved his communication efforts with certain members after being elected. But the mayor says no one would come to his door.
And you know, the one thing that staff knows, and anyone will tell you, that the one thing I would drop everything to do would be to communicate with the council person. I would cancel appointments or not go to lunch or whatever the few times a council person wanted to meet with me.
The mayor says he's already met with the new council and is optimistic about meeting and working with them and finding common ground on a number of issues.
What's different about the incoming council is at least we start with the vehicle for communication. And communication, it seems to me, is what the byproduct of the friendlier council is going to be.
But one new council member says it's got to be a two-way street.
No one should be able to be exclusively in charge anymore.
Former judge and attorney Carol Smitherman defeated incumbent Pat Alexander in the general election. She says it's time for council members to get to work instead of getting political.
We can agree to disagree. You know, there's always a way to do something positively. And so I think that people are saying we want you to get together with the mayor, have your own opinion, listen to his, and then come to a conclusion.
And if anyone's been practicing the power of communication and accommodation, it's District 7's Bert Miller, who waits tables for a living.
Best way in Birmingham.
Miller says he takes care of his customers, and he'll accommodate his constituents and communicate with the mayor.
Yeah, we're gonna be all right.
What's your pet issue that you wanna see improved upon here in the city?
Everything. I think I echo my constituents also. We wanna see everything change. If we didn't want to see things change, we wouldn't have ran. And they made a change, so we're going to work together to change everything to the positive.
Miller never stopped walking during the interview. He kept on moving with the rest of his fellow council members. On a recent, breezy fall afternoon, they were grabbing a quick lunch with Mayor Kincaid to better acclimate themselves to all the new twists and turns of Birmingham politics and City Hall. In front of the towering granite building, leaves of all colors, which had fallen to the ground, are being blown away by a cool breeze. The seasons changed. But what about Tuesday mornings? I'm Steve Chiatakis.
Hey, Steve, you gonna walk with us?
Yeah, I will, if you want me to.
Oh, I parked in the deck.
Oh, that was smart.
Bert!
Mr. Miller?
Come here, big Bert.
Yeah, be right there, Gwen. I mean, Kara. Lion! Right there, Lumina.
Mr. Hendricks.
Yeah. That's Eli. That's James Brown, brother. Check it out.
Want to hear me holler? Yes, sir.
You guys sound like you're having a good time.
We are. We are.
You know, we're actually liking each other.
You like each other? Will that change in 4 years or over the course of 4 years?
We may disagree, but I don't think we'll stop liking each other.
We're going to do it with dignity. Yeah. We're going to do it with dignity, and we're going to agree to disagree with it.
Right. We disagree with Joe Montgomery. We're going to tell him in the good way.
Get beat up afterwards, right?
You've already had this disagreement.
No.
That's right.
Seems like you guys got a good camaraderie going.
We got the best city council in the history of Birmingham.
Did you say that right now?
We said that for 4 years. We're not going to change our mind.